Hello.
Hello.
Hey David, this is Josh speaking. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, thanks.
David, I just wanted to have a word with you. Is it a good time to speak for 5 minutes?
Yes, it's
All
okay.
right, David, thank you so much for that. David, I got an update from my finance team that a concern was raised from your end regarding the charge.
I'm sorry?
I just got an update from my finance team that a dispute was raised from
Oh,
your
yeah.
end.
Okay, my credit card was changed,
Okay.
and the reason being, I'm starting to get a little suspicious of your company.
Sure, I can clear all the queries or all the doubts regarding that. I'm all ears. You can let me know whatever the concern would be.
Well, I had a call from a lady today. I'm looking for another $7,000, and I went online and I looked up the reviews of your company, and some of it's not very flattering.
Okay, remember that we had a conversation yesterday and I did mention that you would be getting a call from the senior marketing strategist. So Jane Forster
Yes.
is a senior marketing, yep.
I
So
didn't realize it
she's a
was
senior.
I didn't realize it was a request for $7,000.
Nope, that would be a confusion. Let me clear that out. Let me clear that concern out. So how that works is that we have different teams who are working on the project. So if she's one of the content marketing expert who works on the prospectus of the project, so we're not asking you to pay anything at all. We just discussed the prospectus of your projects. So she discussed the marketing package with you, and we never ask you to go through us for the marketing. That's completely your choice and your option. It's just that we only discuss the prospectus of the project with you because we do offer different services as well. Or example, you're writing the book as well. What we personally do is we always get on board with our client and we tell them that, hey, David, this is the prospectus of your client. This book seems to be a good book, and this is one of the way where we can get you more sales as well. So that's just one of the perspectives that we share with the client. And it's not that she was asking you for the payment to be made. So it's just one of the perspectives that was being shared with you.
Okay, I think I indicated to you originally that I really wasn't in this for the money, and it's maybe getting out of hand a little bit. I just thought it would, be published on some of the e-books and go see what happens.
I completely understand, and I completely understand your point as well. But it's just that the prospectus was being shared. She was just working on, and it's completely up to you. That is completely fine. You can always deny the request.
I realized that it was just a concept, but I don't agree with the concept. I'm not going to pay another $7,000.
That is completely fine. That is completely fine. We're not forcing you. We're not asking you to go to forward with the marketing. And I personally can keep a note on this account as well that the main purpose of this book is not to go ahead for profit or anything like that. And I personally will be making sure that none of the strategists or anyone is calling you for any sort of money or anything. That is completely fine. It's just that only she was discussing the prospectus of the project, and we never force our client to make any sort of payments. We only discuss the prospectus. So it's totally up to the
I
client if they
understand
want it.
that.
Yep.
I understand that. It was up to me whether I wanted to do it or not.
Yep.
But I thought, well, there's the first request for another 7,000. Do I get more requests for more money?
Nope, that would not be the case. Just like you mentioned it right now, I personally am going to be sharing the same with my team as well, and none of them would be calling you regarding any prospectus as well, because obviously that's not your motive. So I personally will be taking care of that. I personally am the project manager on this account, and I will be making sure that none of the strategic management person or the content manager gives you a call on this. So only
Okay,
the prospectus was shared yesterday. That's the only reason why the call was scheduled, but that's how that works, because obviously that call was made through me. I had a word with you yesterday. But since you just mentioned that this is something that you're not interested at all or moving forward in any of such prospectus, I personally will be making sure that I'm not having these calls scheduled.
that's fine. Now that my next point is, I'm not sure that the book is worth publishing.
As of now, I think I did. What we can do is, is there a particular change of mind as well, or anything that
Pardon?
you that might have? Is there a particular reason why you feel that the book may not be worth publishing, or any particular thing that you're feeling like that way?
Well, I'm not a writer, and I thought I'd done a decent job, but I don't think it's going to be a bestseller or anything like that. It's a niche audience, people who golf and people who like suspense. So I haven't heard back from you people at all as to whether it's worth publishing.
I had the word when we started working on the project. I personally informed you as well, and that was our initial call as well when we discussed how we were getting on board on the call as well, that the book actually is worth it when we were discussing the main idea of the book. And also our team, if in case there is something that is concerning, our team always shared that beforehand, because obviously our team doesn't want to reach that point where they're working on the whole project completely and at the end it turns out to be something that needs a complete restructuring. So your book does have all these qualities that you would need to publish on the book, but if you need a complete separate reader's review as well, I can have that delivered to you as well.
Well, I guess that'd be a step that I would find out whether if someone reads it and says, yeah, that's okay, or says, no, I'm not interested, it's not interesting.
Because the thing is that our writers, they never start the work without reading the book. The editing team, how this works is, it's the editing team manager that works on the book first. He goes through the book first, and then he assigns the book to his particular writer of the team, and that's how they work. If there are multiple projects as well on our end where there are prospectives, there are some areas where the book needs development as well. But in that case, we surely do inform the client beforehand that, hey, for example, hey, David, your book needs a bit of development on the plot. And that is one place where we will be working on from our end. So that is one of the reasons where we convey these messages to the client beforehand, because obviously, if we start working on the project and if in case the client wants us to work on the development again from the beginning, that would not just only cost the client's time, that's going to cost our time as well. So obviously the book has perspectives. That's one of the reasons why our team is working and moving forward as well. And we are working with the team and we are sharing your feedback back and forth. And in case if you would want, I can have the call scheduled with the writing team head as well so that you can have a word in detail.
Well, maybe that might encourage me to continue.
Absolutely, absolutely. I personally can have this taken care of. I will be having the writing team head give you a call and discuss this book further with you, because from our end, what happened is we have already refunded the amount to your account. We got the initiation request and we personally have refunded the account, and that's what I wanted to inquire if everything is going far, so good. Because I personally was working on this project as well, and as far as my understanding goes, we were working on the track. So this is just one thing that I wanted to understand why the dispute request was made. So that's one of the reasons why I was calling. But I personally will be having my editing team head give you a call, and they can discuss the project further, and then you surely can decide how you wish to proceed forward.
Okay, that sounds fair.
Sure. So let me check with my team. I'm going to give you a call within the next 10 minutes, and I'll let you know how soon the editor can give you a call so that at least you have an idea when to expect the call. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Hope you have a great day.
Thanks, Josh. Okay. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.